My guest survived 4 assassination attempts and lived a life of crime and darkness. But in his lowest moment, he encountered so much power, it freed him to enter his full God-given destiny. Milton wants you to experience that same so much power so that you can achieve your full God-given destiny. Next.
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest lived a life shrouded in danger, surviving multiple assassination attempts and running with some of the most dangerous criminals in the world. But when his empire came crashing down, something out of this world happened. Something beyond human explanation. Milton, tell me a bit about your background and then what happened.
Yes, I was brought up in New York, brought up in a Jewish environment. My parents were Jewish, but they shied away from that. But I was surrounded by Jewish people in everything that I did as a youngster. And I just knew that the Jewishness was in there. It was in
me. Even though they didn't tell you?
Yes, even though they didn't tell me.
Okay. Why did you get into the criminal and gangs and stuff like that?
I think it was a lack of security. I wanted identification. I wanted greatness, you know. And I think I went the wrong way with that for years. I kind of marked my identity in that.
There were suicidal attempts, and there were 4 assassination attempts. Tell me about one of the assassination attempts.
Well, one of the assassination attempts was I committed a crime, and I actually got shot by a cop 12 times, 6 times from a 38, about here to the camera, 20 feet away, and the bullets bounced off me. Supernatural.
What do you mean? Did you have a bulletproof vest or something?
No, just my shirt. Just I knew that they hit me.
That's some shirt you get.
Yeah, Superman shirt. And but I saw the bullets hit me. I knew that I was dead. But yet I looked at my shirt and there was no holes. And then while I was thinking, I think I was thinking too long, he put 6 more bullets in the gun, shot me again, and then I realized this guy is trying to kill me.
Did any of the bullets penetrate?
No. No, they just bounced off and fell on the ground.
That is out of this world.
Supernatural. Yeah.
Okay, now, so you're in the gangs. One day you just turn on the TV and you see a guy with a thick accent. His name is Nicky Cruz. And those that don't know Nicky Cruz, he has more than an accent. He has the presence of God comes out every time he opens his mouth and talks about how God spared his life. So you're watching. Describe that day.
Yes, I was going to commit suicide. I was empty. You know, Sid, I used to look in the mirror. My face would disappear, you know, and I was just gone. And then I decided to commit suicide. I always said I made a mistake because I tried to get the cartoon channel because I wanted to, you know, when I die, they see me in the casket. The pearly whites were shining. He went to hell, but he went happy. Nicky pointed his finger at me. Yeah, I actually got Trinity Broadcasting Network, points his finger at me, he says, Jesus is calling you. Sid, I've been through 7 different religions. I was a Hindu, I was a Buddhist, I was a Muslim, Saudi Arabia, Mormonism. You know, when the isms comes, the Holy Spirit.
Why did you try all these different religions?
Because I was empty. And I wanted a higher up. I thought going through all these different religions would put me on a higher dimension. So I looked at the TV, he points his finger, I'm losing it, Sid. This is the Twilight Zone. Changed the channel 84 times.
84?
84, I had a cable box. Every channel was Nicky Cruz, Nicky Cruz.
That's TV. Impossible. This is impossible, but not for God.
It's supernatural.
It's not impossible for God. There's nothing impossible for God. Did you say a prayer with Nicky?
I pulled the plug out of the TV.
No, you were really angry.
I was frustrated. I did not want to hear about Jesus. I didn't believe in him. I pulled the plug out as I'm walking out my house in Fort Lauderdale to commit suicide. The TV comes back on again. Nikki Cruz TV, and he points his finger.
Wait, did you put it back in the wall?
No, there was no electricity.
Okay, I'm just trying to get this straight. All right. You say your Jewish heritage and God's destiny was your protection. Tell me what you mean by that.
You know, I always felt a protection being Jewishness. About 20 years ago, we did the DNA, found out 85-90% of my heritage was Jewish.
But there was something you sensed. You had an affinity towards the Jewish side and knew nothing about it. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, and I felt that that's where the protection came. That my love for Israel, I always had that in me. I didn't understand it. I didn't get to go to Israel till after I accepted the Lord in 1986. It just changed my whole life around.
Tell me about the time that you heard a voice speak to you.
When I went out the door to commit suicide, I challenged God. I said, Jesus, I don't know you. I don't care about you. I don't even know if you're real. If you are the God that Nikki says you are, change my life around. Sid, it was no tsunami, no hurricane, nothing, earthquake. It was just a still, small voice of God telling me, boy, because I'm from New York, I can understand that. He said, boy, you are in my hands right now. And I started crying. I looked at the sky. It was so blue, the greenery. I cried like a baby because I was 5 minutes away from going to hell. It would have been 39 years now. To God be the glory. He is so good.
Now, Milton's story, it doesn't end here. In Israel, he had a three-hour vision where God revealed a divine plan for his life. Now, get ready for your divine plan to unfold right before your very eyes. Be right back.
Milton Alvarez says he's never seen this level of supernatural increase coming to all the nations. So prepare to step into your full destiny and don't miss getting his exclusive new CD set.
What we're seeing today is the activation, acceleration of the revelation, the anointing that God is pouring into his people, knowing that every RNA cell, every DNA cell is just bursting with the power of the Holy Spirit. It will totally transform your life. We have the power over the enemy to make changes to nations, to kingdoms, to our families, to ourselves, to see us go higher in the glory of God. It's just amazing to see what God is doing and how the supernatural power can lead you to just walk into rooms, see the dead rise, blind see, crippled walk. And those that don't know Jesus just scream out to have Jesus come into their lives. And on this CD, it'll be an instant impartation of the golden glory that all of heaven just opens up over you. Your life will be totally changed as he changed my life.
Milton Alvarez was living a real-life crime story. Spiritual darkness overshadowed him. Empty, desperate, suicidal. But when the golden glory of God saturated him, he discovered his Jewish roots and got saved.
I'll be sharing about my wreck of a life that I've led with mafia, cartel, different religions, things that were leading me to a life of destruction. I'll be sharing about my Jewish roots. Jesus was Jewish, and God just changed my whole life around. But then the light came in. He's got a plan with you. You're going to go from darkness to light. And this CD will navigate you to the greatest times of this end time.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10069 with your donation of $39 or more with free shipping for Milton Alvarez's exclusive new 2-CD set, From Darkness to Glory. We'll also send you the complete paperback version of Sid Roth's exclusive Supernatural Bible, a tremendous added value worth $35 if ordered separately. Don't wait to get yours.
Life-altering altering experience in Israel. I mean, life altering. What happened?
Well, I was leaving Israel the next day.
Why were you in Israel?
I was just visiting. It was the first time I was there. I just got off a ship. I was in the Merchant Marine. Got off a ship in Greece. I was supposed to go straight home. But the Lord put in my heart to go to Israel. And I said, I can't go because they're not going to let me go. They're going to fly me straight to New York. And all of a sudden, they changed everything, gave me the money to go to Israel. Had no idea because I challenged God. I said, God, you don't like me anymore. I've been to 60 nations, but you didn't let me go to Israel. And the doors opened up to go to Israel that month. And that was in April.
Okay, so you went to Israel. But on the last day, something amazing happened. Tell me about that.
It was amazing. I had done all the religious stuff. I never read the Bible. I didn't know what the Bible was. And I would walk the Via Dolorosa, walk up and down, Jerusalem. And then on the last day in my hotel, I was leaving, and somebody came up and said, look, I want you to go to a meeting. We're having this evangelical meeting. I said, what's evangelical? They said, you got to be there. And I said, no, I got to leave in the morning. I got to get ready to go. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me to go back and go with the person to the meeting that had invited. I heard the audible voice of God, and I turned around, and he should have been gone, and he was waiting outside for me. And he says, what do you think? I said, I'm going to the meeting with you. I don't know what it's about, but take me to the meeting. So I went, and a few hours later, went to the meeting, and it was Ruth Heflin, Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem.
You know, many people don't know Ruth. She's now in heaven, but she was a friend of mine. And wow, did she move in the supernatural. What'd you think when you saw her ministering? And was she playing the piano and singing when you went?
Yes, in the meeting, yes. And it was amazing because she laid hands on me. I didn't even know what laying hands was. I fell out. Got taken to heaven for 3 hours. They thought I was dead. I thought I was dead. And just the Spirit of God took me over, revealed things to me. One of the things that she had prophesied is that you're going to be a worldwide traveler evangelist, and that your parents are going to come to the Lord, because my parents were still steeped in voodoo and all that, you know.
Voodoo?
Yeah.
They're nice Jewish parents.
No, they got off on the wrong foot, you know. And, it was beautiful. They ended up coming to Jesus. It was amazing. Amazing.
Okay. By the way, one of the signs that Ruth Heflin had is gold dust was all over people. I mean, there was no explanation. I had it happen to me. I was just sitting in my seat. I get up and I look all over my seat and it's sparkling with gold dust. I knew that I didn't do anything. I knew no one else did anything. I was sitting myself in this whole row. No one did anything.
Wow.
It's just material. Did you see that gold dust?
Yes, we did. And in fact, I just got back from Malaysia and Nepal, and in the meetings that we were in, the gold dust was there. People could not believe. They said, what is this? A fleckles. You know, not a large amount, but it was enough that you could see it was the golden glory.
What is golden glory? Break those words. What does that mean to you?
For me, it's the essence of heaven coming down. It's the goodness of God. Is that when we repent and remit our sins, he opens up the gold from heaven and shows us his greatness.
You say the golden glory signifies a new era for miracles.
Exactly. And that's what's happening today. I think today, even with this audience, we're seeing this year the golden glory of God, the opening of the heavens that we've never seen and experienced before. And we're just seeing that now.
Now, I'm a little curious. When you took your DNA test, and by the way, now it's scientific. We don't have to guess or speculate. When you took your DNA test, were you a little nervous until it came and you opened it up? I'm just kidding. What was going on inside?
I was very inquisitive, but you know, I knew that I was going to be a full Jew. And when I looked at the DNA, it was 85 to 90% Sephardic Jew, Portuguese, Spanish descent. And kind of brought me back to the Inquisition, you know, how the Jews have said, and my heart was so heavy, but I knew that I was Jewish, complete Jewish. It was just an answer to my prayers.
Were people, if they didn't deny their belief, they would be killed? in the Inquisition.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why the names changed, the Z, the names that were ending in C and S, those all Jewish, you know. So we're seeing how they hid from their Jewishness, but it was there.
Okay. You say miracles are a normal part of your life after being a believer. There's one I have to really ask you about.
Like that.
You've been involved in raising the dead.
Exactly.
That is a miracle. Mm. Tell me about one.
Well, the miracle was that I couldn't believe what I was seeing. We were working.
I believe it.
We were working a rehab in Puerto Rico, and one of the inmates overdosed. He was a chef, mm-hmm. and they took him to the hospital. They called me up. They said Anthony just overdosed. He's been 45 minutes dead. So I said we need to go pray for him. Well, you can't pray for him because he's dead already. I said, well, let me go see him. We went in the room, prayed for him, Sid, and he came back to life. Sat up in his chair.
I have to ask you this. Did the doctors comment on this?
Let me tell you, Sid, the doctors put, I'm a doctor, I used to be a doctor. They put so much curses on him that I was getting angry because they told me, oh, he took all these pills, now he's gonna be a colostomy. And then we had to go back and pray that the colostomy is broken in the name of Jesus. And he sits up in his chair and the doctor said, well, now he's got brain damage because he's been 45 minutes without air, oxygen. I said, how many curses are you gonna put on this guy? So we told him to go outside, prayed again. He got up completely loose. The doctors had about 20 doctors there. They couldn't figure it out. They're trying to figure out if they're going to get a malpractice suit. And the guy's totally made whole by the glory of God.
Tell me if you, I mean, these miracles are real miracles. You were in a market in Jerusalem and you saw miracles.
Yes, we were in the Yehuda Mahane market. And we went to the coffee roaster there. He's got the Israeli coffee company. And he was so hurting with his back, and my heart was breaking. I said, listen, let me pray for you. And he said, why do you want to pray? I said, you can't even walk. He was a young man, about 30 years old. So I said, let me just pray. And we prayed, and his back was instantly healed. He started running up and down. For about a year, he's been having this persistent pain. Totally healed.
They said, ask you about the roller coaster you saw.
And I saw Sid on a roller coaster, and you were having the time of your life. Your knuckles were white, and you were screaming and laughing, and it was like God said, I'm stopping. And he said, Sid, no, no, don't stop. This is too good. Going up and down. But it just showed me your growth that God was taking you to. He's going to take you to places you never thought you would go and see people that you never thought you would leave. Because every time the coaster would go up, you don't know where you're going. And you were just having the thrill life there. It was the joy of your life. And in fact, when I came back to your office yesterday, I saw the same thing. The joy of the Lord.
I have to ask you this. There are many people in our studio audience. There are many people in our television, many people in our social media audiences that are watching right now. And they say, I would like to step into that golden glory. What advice have you got?
Well, I would just, you know, tell them to seek the Lord in that area. Repent of any sins, if there's anything holding you back. And just ask for that golden glory to come down, because that's what we did. We used to have our meetings at home in Vancouver, Washington. We would meet every Friday, 5 p.m. We couldn't get rid of the people 5 in the morning. They would just stay, and the gold would be all over the place. It's just amazing. And not just the gold, the healings. And then taking people up to the next dimension where he's doing this right now for each and every one of us.
When you say taking people up to the next dimension, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think supernatural, we're enlightened to see things that we never saw before. I'm stepping into places like right now, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and God is revealing what's going on there with the revival. And he's also given us the emergency bells, lights, and whistles when danger is near. And this is so heightened in me. I get to meet people and I start shaking. And it's like God's telling me, be careful, start praying. bind those little suckers, get them out, and bring the glory in. And we're seeing it. You know, it's just another dimension of seeing. And God says if you get good with the little, he gives you a lot. And I think that's what God is doing in this year. He's taking us up to things we've never seen before. Jeremiah 33:3, call out, superficial, just calling out, clamor. That's the deepness of God. That's like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, I'm not going to let go of the hem of Jesus till I'm healed. And Jacob wrestling with the angel, which was the Lord, he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that just the heavens coming down. It's just amazing.
You know, I'm reminded as I'm hearing you speak, you're sitting there, a gangster. You don't know anything about anything. You've never read the Bible. And this guy with an accent points in the TV and says, you need to have your own experiential knowledge of God through Jesus. I've got to have you pray for that. It's good that I have this. It's good that Milton does. But you, God's called you to have this experiential knowledge.
Amen.
I want you to repeat this prayer. Believe it's the best of your knowledge out loud now. Repeat these words after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
And I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
Washes away my mistakes.
Washes away my mistakes.
I'm clean.
I'm clean.
This is the first day of the rest of my life.
This is the first day of the rest of my life.
It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning.
Jesus, live inside of me.
Jesus, live inside of me.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Milton, pray for miracles right now. Look into the camera and pray.
Yes. Right now, you that are watching, I feel that there's people that are going to commit suicide. They're going through heavy depression, Alzheimer's, brain matters, neuronic. And we just pray for a miracle for each and every one of you. So I pray right now that as you call on the name of the Lord, the simplistic prayer is all you got to say, Jesus, I don't know you. I repent of my sins, but I challenge you to change my whole life. If you did it with Milton, you did it with Nikki, you can do it with me in a great away. So call on the name of Jesus. I speak miracles, blessings, healings. Right now I'm seeing people with back problems, with eye problems. We break those curses right now and we declare the healing of the Almighty God in them. In Jesus' name we pray. I just wanted to mention something to you. I forgot to mention that if you go to the TBN archives, Trinity Broadcasting, they actually found the program when Nikki Cruz leads me to the Lord. Three-minute program. So if you look up Captain Milton Alvarez, I was a captain at the time, Captain Milton Alvarez, my story, you'll see the whole archive where I'm changing the channels 84 times, Nikki is speaking to me, and I turn the TV off.
I need you to pray.
Amen.
A very strong prayer right now to release the golden glory over everyone that is viewing.
Amen.
And in their homes. Just like I remember, it was the whole row had gold all over it. I know you have that anointing. I want you to release it right now.
Praise God. Well, we thank you, God, because only you can do this. We're nothing. We're just vessels and servants. I just ask you right now that as you deposited the golden glory in me, my family, and in Sid, dear Lord, that now you permeate this around the world, dear Lord, to even the persecuted churches, that the ones that don't know you, that you show them some signs and wonders, just as we were now in Dubai, we were in Malaysia, Nepal, and they started seeing the gold and saying, wow, this is amazing, the divinity of God. You're showing your greatness in us. And this is the year of the golden glory. So I speak it forth, proclaim, decree, and establish that the golden glory will come down to take us to the next dimension. And when we identify the dimension, we go from dimension to dimension. Glory to glory in you, in Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. So be it.